This is a vitally important point. It's so, so easy to squander brand trust. AOL does it every day with the interrupt screens they use to annoy users. At first, AOL was an uncluttered medium. It was controlled entirely by one company, and they could balance the number of ads that were shown. The user came to expect that he could believe everything he saw in AOL and that it was worth paying attention. Then, AOL discovered that by stopping the user's clickstream and interrupting the flow of the user's experience, they could sell a bunch of books or long-distance services or whatever. Then, they made a second error. They allowed dozens of different employees working within AOL to use these interrupt screens whenever they wanted to promote the products for which they were responsible. With no internal cost to using the most effective interruptive tool available, the interrupt screens appeared throughout the service. Lots of goods and services were sold, and permission was squandered daily. As you might expect, the response rate to these screens has plummeted, and the permission granted to AOL has decreased. Over time, this loss of permission will cost AOL millions of dollars. The last useful level of permission is situational permission. Situational permission is usually preceded by the question, "May I help you?" When a consumer calls an 800 number, she has given situational permission. When you stop to ask for directions, or to ask a store clerk for advice on a gift, or when you buy just about anything from anyone, you've given situational permission. In some ways, this is a very powerful tool indeed. The consumer and the salesperson marketer have very high physical and social proximity. The consumer has initiated the particular interaction, so there is no question of appropriateness. Generally, there is either money on the table right now or in the near future, or the consumer wouldn't have initiated the dialogue. Compared to a television commercial or other interruptive technique, this is an opportunity for almost any marketer. However, it must be treated properly or it evaporates. Because there are millions of potential customers, your marketers are your frontline people, the folks behind the cash register or those answering the phones. So the organization must invest a lot of time and money in training its frontline on how to leverage the permission. Do you want fries with that? Are perhaps the six most profitable situational permission marketing words in history. With 100,000 employees repeating that mantra to millions of customers every day, McDonald's has generated billions and billions of dollars in incremental sales using situational permission.